Hello there. My name is Jordan Green. Now, I know what you're thinking. How is my voice coming through this small digital device that fits in your pocket? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the future, and the radio is no longer just on the radio. Anyways, this episode is brought to you by Circa, and it's also entitled Drinking Lemonade with James White. This man has a lot to say, so sit back, relax, grab a soda, and enjoy the Greenhouse Podcast. What's up, listeners? This is Jordan Green from the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, and we are going to have an awesome time today. And the question is why? So that's going to be one of our questions that we're going to be asking the entire show every 2 minutes.
Are we going to answer it?
We are going to answer it.
Yes.
We're going to answer it multiple times. But first, we're going to introduce our guest here. He's the one that you just heard. Can you say one more thing for us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. That was good.
Howdy, partners.
How'd you come up with that one?
Well, you know, it just kind of came out
really
involuntarily
did.
Like some things do sometimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is James White. Oh, there's the cheering, the clapping, the crowd is going wild because he's finally here.
Finally.
And we're super excited to have you on the show, man. Thanks for coming on.
Dude, anytime.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
I am just so happy to be here.
What do you have to say to the guests out there? Not the guests, you're the guest. What do you have to say to all the audience, the viewers for the behind the scenes video?
Of course.
What is the first thing that comes to mind that you just want to say to welcome them to the show?
I just want to say welcome.
Gosh. So deep.
But in a couple of languages.
Okay. How many languages do you know?
The word welcome in, I know it in three.
Oh, okay. Yep. Let's hear it.
So you just heard the first one.
Welcome.
Yep.
Got it.
And then in German, willkommen.
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 Do you have to say it willkommen with a little bit of gut?
Yeah, du musst es like das sagen.
Oh.
Willkommen.
Willkommen.
Yes.
You hit your stomach every time.
Dude, you gotta grab it from here in your stomach and just pull it up out. Yep.
They're coming.
And then the last one, you know, my friend Ronald taught me. Bienvenido.
Oh.
Right? And then I also learned it on...
His name is Robin?
It's Ronald.
Oh.
Ronald, yes. I think you've met him before. He has a beard, too. His beard's trying to be like yours, but it's not there yet.
If he has a beard, I've met him.
He liked your page.
Oh, Facebook. Did he really?
Well, not Great. Your page, your beard's page.
The beard's page, yeah. I didn't actually create the page. My beard did. Without my knowledge, by the way.
That's
still
crazy.
Can't get it down. There's too many fans.
Now that I'm looking at it, I really do think it's grown over the last week.
It's much longer. You know, there's a guy, a friend of mine, I'm going to have him on the show soon. His name's Jensen. Have you heard of him?
Jensonian the Babylonian.
Yeah, he's the inspiration for beards. You know, he's got quite the beard.
Yeah, and he's an OG in the beard game. He's had it for several years, and most people, you know, they've just got it in the last year or
before it was cool again. I think Jensen was
a good way to describe
master
it.
Of it. Yeah, yeah. But I think mine's starting to grow longer, maybe not necessarily wider. He's got the wide, you know, the wide shot.
I think yours is close to beating his.
Ooh,
his is just intense. Red, and, you know, when it's red, it just adds this, like, layer of just epicness to it.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
They say a lot of things. I try to tune most of it out.
So, James White.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much to say, and nothing to talk about.
Well, it's a good thing you've got me here, man. I've got something to say, right?
Well, guys, I want to thank you for listening into the show. If you want to learn more about how you can see some of the behind-the-scenes video and the craziness, we actually talked for a good 10, 15 minutes before the show started with some really cool GoPro-style video. You could check out our website at thegreenhousepodcast.com or check out our Instagram at The Greenhouse Podcast.
That's a whole 600 seconds of content. That's Woo! A value. You got to get
good.
On there right now. Get on there yesterday.
That's a lot of content. Mm-hmm. I mean, James was doing some wild dancing. There might have been, you know, throwing of clothing.
I showed my butt.
Well, you know, you can only find out. You know, I'm not going to lie if that actually happened, whether it did or not. So I'm not going to comment.
You don't have to confirm or deny.
I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
It's a good one.
Which one is the fifth one?
You're not going to incriminate yourself.
I have the right to incriminate myself.
No, not to incriminate yourself. Like, not to say something. No.
I have the right to incriminate myself and not incriminate myself. Don't I have both rights?
I guess you have a lot of rights.
I have both. I feel like I do.
Welcome to America.
Oh, my goodness. So, James, I, you know, you had mentioned off the air at some point,
that you have some unique skills. Mm. And I wanted to share these skills with the people, because the people listening out there aren't just people you and I know. In fact, I know many people. I just met somebody the other day in Walmart. You know, I was checking out. I was at the register, and I said, here's a green dollar bill. And they're like, the green dollar bill? Have you heard the Greenhouse Podcast? And I'm like, I'm the host.
What? Right? Oh, my gosh. It's almost like you're Howard Stern.
So, yes.
Yeah, but with a better beard.
Mm-hmm.
I think he shaves.
So we're going to find out now who else is going to be listening now that you're on the show, because I think the numbers went up.
Mm.
So those people who we don't even know would want to hear more about you. What are these special skill sets from a man who lives right here in Georgia?
Right here in Georgia, man. I am a Lawrencevillian.
Lawrencevillian.
A Gwinnesian.
A Gwinnesian.
On a grander scale. And a Georgian on the grandest. So, a couple of skills, like, I don't know. I guess one that just comes to mind first is drawing, man. I've always drawn since I was a kid.
Woo.
And I guess when people meet me, like, I don't come off like the guy that'll just, like, doodle some cool stuff. But
sure.
I do love to draw. And, you know, I'll draw anything, man. Like, whatever you want to see, I just kind of, like, here you go.
Can you draw, what do they call it when you draw someone's head in a large format?
A caricature.
Can you draw a caricature?
I could do that for you.
Oh my goodness.
Tell you what, you're going to have one by the end of this show.
Oh my goodness. You know, this you could do it in the famous notebook that we give to every single guest.
Man.
We have all the notes. You know, one day they're going to be scanned in and posted online on eBay for someone to purchase.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What I would do is I would put these in some kind of a capsule and do something cool with the capsule, man. Like bury it, send it into space.
Jinx.
Space?
Space was the next word I was going to say, too.
You know, Dino knows Elon Musk, and Elon Musk owns SpaceX, right?
Wow.
Is it SpaceX? Is that the name
space
of the company?
SpaceX?
SpaceX.
Okay, I thought you said something else.
Oh.
Anyway.
I'm sure that's been done, though. You know, I had a conversation the other day with somebody, and
about
that came
that
up.
Subject?
Well, it came up, and we were talking about the International Space Station. I said, come on.
It's got to happen.
You can't tell me somebody's not been up there. You're looking over there, you see that cosmonaut, you know what I'm saying?
Like today's the day.
You just, that eye, man, it just happens out of nowhere.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, that would be cool to send that into space.
Yes.
Oh, my good grief. Speaking of space, I heard you do a little bit of fly fishing. That has nothing to do with space.
Well, you
unless
need to have a
fly.
Wide open space.
Yes, you do.
That's the first part, because if you don't have a wide open space to fly fish in, you're gonna get your fly caught in the tree, right?
That's right.
Tarzan's up there. He's taking a nap. He doesn't appreciate that. So make sure you always have a big space to do it in.
Gotta
I like the
careful.
Chattahoochee River.
And we, you know, I think spacing, rocket shipping, I don't know what you call it.
Mm.
It's kind of like flying in a way.
Yeah.
It's falling with style sometimes.
Oh, man. Buzz said it first.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, fly fishing is another skill that I enjoy, man. I don't even know if I'd call it a skill. It's more like a hobby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it does require some developed skill. It's not the easiest, most intuitive thing to do, but it's really fun and it's relaxing. And when you finally get a big trout on the line, man, you
sure.
pull that sucker in. It's
now,
like,
when you,
yeah, boy.
When you fly fish,
yes.
Do you ever leave your line just hanging, like off a tree or something, and then... And then you kind of let it sit there in the ocean?
Generally not, and never fly fished in the ocean. I'm sure it can be done, though. But, you know, my luck, man, if I chose to do it over a branch like that,
sure.
I would not catch something, and then eventually I'd have to reel it in, and my lure would just get caught on the branch, and I'd be pissed, because flies cost a lot, man.
And then you'd be like, yo, if you were to talk to your line, you'd be
right.
like, how's it hanging?
Right?
Hey,
he'd have something clever to say.
Exactly.
Right, and the
exactly.
tree's just like, dude, get off my branch.
So a little bit more about you, James, for the sake of time. I just want to ask you, where do you currently live? You said Lawrenceville.
Mm.
And have you always lived there? So Ooh. You already answered number one. But,
yes, yes.
Have you always lived there? And tell us more about
I have
your,
not, man.
Your journeys.
I have kind of a back and forth kind of story.
Sure.
It begins in Germany, in a little town called Augsburg.
So that's how you know a little bit of German?
No, which is another weird part.
Okay.
So my dad was in the army. He and my mom, you know, they loved each other very much at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Germany and produced, you know, this gym right here, right?
Heyo.
And I was born on the base, so army brat. And I think I was like one or two or something like that. And we came back and we actually moved to Swanee. Yeah, so mom and dad, they
I
had a falling
well.
Out. They couldn't agree on some things, I guess, so they split ways, you know.
Sure.
And my mom and I actually lived in a little church-sponsored house for a while. In
Swanee.
Yeah, it's a little white house. It's right off of Old Peachtree Road.
like start naming the address.
Oh yeah, oh,
somebody
yeah.
there is like, well, that's living there currently. Could you get off my property?
Oh my God. I think someone does live there because and this is the other part of the story. So we moved away from Suwannee. We moved to Snellville, lived there for like 10 years, and then we moved back to Suwannee. And the house that we moved back to with my mom and now stepdad is actually about 50 yards down the road from the house that we originally lived in when I was like 2 years old. No, not planned at all. That little white house is still there, and I'm pretty sure somebody lives there. They got cable now, and of course we did not back then. I see a little dish on the roof, and I'm like, hey, man, you do your thing. Watch cable.
That is crazy,
make sure
dude.
You catch all your shows.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to, just TiVo it.
Dude, I don't even know the name TiVo. Like, do people still TiVo? I mean, is TiVo even around? I mean, it became a verb, kind of like Googling it.
Right.
You know?
I really don't know. I just kind of threw it out there. It sounded right.
No, TiVo is right. I mean, that's the word we all use now, right? Mm. But I mean, I don't think people still do it. I mean, I watch all my stuff online now.
Right. Yeah. I just pirate everything.
Yeah. And by pirate, he means he is one.
I conquer the oceans and I steal the TV shows.
Steal them.
Yes.
Nice.
Stupid producers.
Stupid producers.
Just
oh, my
kidding.
Goodness.
I am a fan of people getting paid for their work. Okay. Don't think I'm lesser.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, in all this time that you've had to move around and be in Lawrenceville and be in Suwannee, do you have any advice out there for the listeners?
Advice?
I mean, I know you're really good with some art and fly fishing and, and all these different skills. Do you have any advice out there for the listeners you might have learned in your lifetime?
Sure. Man, this is...
I know, it puts you on the spot.
This is like borderline. You know, like, it could be really good advice, or it could be like some like, best advice.
It could be the most simple thing that you might have learned in this past week. Or get the most simple thing that you learned early in your age to be able to bring you to this moment in your life.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. Here it is.
I boil it down to these three words. Mm-hmm. Take the walk.
Okay.
And what I mean by that, I think that everyone in their life has some times where you need to take some kind of a walk and you got to make something happen. And for me, that was when I was 15 and, parents obviously didn't, they didn't have all the money, right? So had to make some things happen for myself, and one day it was like the middle of summer and I was riding my skateboard. That's another thing, I love to skateboard.
Yes, I've seen it. You got some skills, man. That slow motion video.
Oh,
some
man.
Flips and
Dude,
tricks.
Ever since I got the iPhone 6, I was like, I'm alive
again.
That one hot summer, I desperately needed to make some money, man. I had to make it happen, had to help the family out, and there was an Outback Steakhouse down the road. And I didn't have a car to get there, and
walked it.
Well, I didn't want to skate up there because I didn't think that would be the most professional. So I just walked to Outback that day. Nice. And I walked in there, and I think the first thing I said to the guy, and it was the proprietor that was the owner, right? And he's at the front door, and we met each other and stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, I got to be honest with you. I just walked up here, just hoping that you had some kind of opportunity for me. And he was like, man, I got to tell you, I don't really have any openings, but That's awesome that you chose to walk up here
to
like
do that.
That.
Yeah, sure.
Let me get your number and everything. And it was 2 days later, he called me and he was like, hey, would you want to come and be a host?
And I was there,
like,
you go.
Sure. Yeah. So that was my first, not my first job, but.
But it really shows, take the walk. So that means really like go the extra mile to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
To get what you want to get done.
Or do what's uncomfortable, man. I mean, it was the middle of summer, and you know how these Georgia summers are. It was hot, and I was sweating, and I've never been one to have short hair. My hair was very long at that time.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, and so it was pretty hot, man. I walked up there, but I think that everyone comes to those points where you have to do that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Like, you can see that you can make it happen for yourself, and if you just take that walk, most oftentimes it works out, and people appreciate you for it.
I love it. James, thank you for the advice.
Anytime.
I'm going to take it myself, and I'm going to keep it in my little pocket right here.
Right. Walk the line, man. Johnny Cash said it best.
Walk the line. I don't think, but that yours is walk.
Mine's
take
just
a
take
walk.
The walk.
Take the walk.
Don't take a walk.
We should write a song together.
That sounds a little dismissive.
Don't take a walk. Take a walk. Take a hike.
Nope. Don't do it. Take the walk.
All right, James. Are you ready for the next section? This section
I'm ready.
Is called improv section.
Oh, man.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just joining us because you heard about us from Facebook, if you are just joining us and learning about our show and what we do, this is the part of the show where we actually throw our guest into a new situation, a situation they were not expecting, and we call it improv. So, James, I always start with a little who, what, and where.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what this means for you is I'm going to explain to you who you are and who I am. And are you ready? I'm going to go and do that.
Oh, I'm doing your caricature right now,
man. It looks beautiful so far.
Oh, it's going to be pretty gangster.
Why do I have horns?
You don't have horns, man. Okay. You're looking at it upside down.
That makes sense.
Yeah, don't unwrap your gift early.
Fair enough. All right, so the who, James, is that you are an owner of a lemonade stand.
Oh.
Okay.
What age am I? They're usually kids, right? Am I like an adult lemonade stand owner?
So you are now. In life. You are now.
Wow. That's,
all right. Just... And I am a customer walking by your stand.
Mm.
Okay.
Cool.
Now, so that's the who. Now, where are we? Mm. Of course, we're in some sort of neighborhood or something, you know, classic lemonade stand spot.
Can we be in India?
Yes, we are. Now we're in India.
Actually, no. Australia,
done deal. This is all part of the improv.
Yes.
Great. Okay, so we're in Australia. Okay, and in a small neighborhood in Australia, and of course you are going to have some incredibly bizarre flavors to try.
Oh yeah.
And sell me.
I'm down.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So in 3, 2, 1.
Hey mate, come on over, man. Oh. I've got some interesting lemonade flavors for you to try.
Oh.
Yes. It's $2.50. That's going to be $5 after tax. And I've got some really good flavors. What kind of flavor would you like to try today?
You've got quite a few. Well, I'm just visiting here with a friend of mine. I'm just on my way to the hotel.
Hello, friend.
Oh yes. No, they're actually deaf. Yeah.
Oh.
They can't hear you.
Can they lip read Australian?
They can.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna do it real slow for you. The first one I've got is alligator tail.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
The second one I've got is boomerang wood.
Wow. I don't know.
It's a secret proprietary formulation.
Can I taste test? I'm in a hurry, so I just kind of want to taste it real quick. It is a hot day here in Australia.
Yeah. I don't trust you to waterfall it, so go ahead and position your mouth like up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to drip you a little
mixing
bit.
It, okay. Oh,
drip.
There
it goes.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
It's a little spicy.
Right.
It's got that, tastes like wood.
Well, you know, that's actually the secret ingredient. Wow. And it takes me a little while to make it.
Right.
Okay. And it's very private. It's a family recipe.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You must have been living here all your life then to create this formula?
I've got kind of a crazy story.
Okay.
I'm actually from Mars.
Oh, you are?
Right.
Did you say Mars?
Mars.
Or from the bars? Like
Mars.
You've been in prison?
I've been in many bars.
You've been in bars?
On Mars.
Behind bars? In Mars?
Right.
Or on Mars?
Well, I've never lived subterranean in Mars, but
on
topographically speaking, I lived on the surface of Mars.
Okay, sure.
Elon Musk, sent me a rocket, rescued me. It was kind of an interesting proposition. He said, "Hey, I only bring you to Earth if you want to formulate some of the best lemonades."
And how do you keep your prices so low, below $5? It looks like.
You know, I steal most of my ingredients, and that keeps the cost low.
Wow.
Thus widening the margin and creating more profit.
Well, it's really bizarre flavors. Can I try that one there? Why is there something floating in it? What is that?
Sometimes it's got like kind of a suspension to it a little bit.
Sure.
If you ever had bubble tea, it's got like some floaties.
Sure.
This is very similar. Don't let the floaties tickle your tongue. It might cause an involuntary gag.
I'll go ahead and try this one.
All right, here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, it's a little much.
Yeah.
Got in your beard.
Got all over my face.
That's an epic beard you've got there, man.
Well, thank you.
I've never been able to grow the connection piece right here next to the lips, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so
it's an American thing, I think. I don't know if it's an Australian thing or American thing.
Mm.
It's just a thing that grows on my face.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, look, now I've got another special flavor for you.
Okay.
All right.
Is this the last one? It looks like the last one on the line.
Be the last one on the
sure.
line here.
Is it dangerous? Just,
it's a little bit dangerous.
Okay, you're mixing it up.
It's only got a couple of casualties.
Sure.
I'm just mixing it up right now.
I see that, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had koala?
Koala?
Yeah, you like it.
Like the animal?
Yes.
No, I have not.
They're sleepy little bastards. But
are they really?
When you grind them up, right?
Yeah.
Turn them into some lemonade.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of sriracha.
Oh, wow. There it is.
Right. And a little bit of iPhone 6.
You've got everything in there.
Yep. Here you go.
You're just putting the whole iPhone 6 in
there? Yeah. Well, you drop it in.
Wow. It's almost as big as the bigger than big screen.
Absolutely. Go ahead and drink it now. It's gonna dissipate after about 10 seconds.
Are you sure?
Yes, we're at
it's
6
seconds.
It's
not dangerous.
Hurry it up. 3, 2. Oh, man, that was a big gulp. Oh, no. Hold on. I forgot to get you to sign this. No. Go ahead. Yep. Sign right here. That's a release of liability. Yes, very nice.
All right, I'm signing it.
Yep, you can do it.
Got it.
Thank you. I feel a lot better. Hello? Are you there?
Ladies and gentlemen, James White in the house. Here's the clapping track right here. Boom! Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, James. Wow. Anytime. Impressive.
Anytime.
I didn't know you could do quite the impersonation there.
Most of it was just pulled out of somewhere.
That was well done. I kind of walked into that one part where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm with somebody. And then you're like, oh yeah, there they are. And I'm like, no, they're not actually with me right now. What do I do now?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't have anybody else to talk. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I figured we should just leave the deaf friend alone and just focus
just
on you.
Go put that off to the side. Right. Don't want to walk into that one.
But I'm not talking down to deaf folks.
Of course not. No.
They are great individuals.
Exactly.
Just not for improv.
Not for improv, because we only have two people in this case. So
absolutely.
Oh man, that was
who
good.
Knows?
That
I can't even. I can't dismiss them from improv. They're probably great at that
they
too.
They probably are.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Are you ready?
Oh,
we're
going
to go to the next section.
Yes.
So this is the section called Questions and Answers.
Oh.
All right. So Questions and Answers time is the part of the show where I play the questions that were given from the guest last week, James, and then you get to answer those questions.
I'm ready.
Just
finishing
gonna be a
my
of
caricature of you still.
Oh, hello. So there's going to be a couple of those questions, and then you get to create your own two questions for next week's guest. Are you ready?
Am I ever.
Let's do it. Here's question number one.
What one food? Regular food.
Yeah.
It can't be anything gross or ridiculous. What regular food can you just absolutely not stand?
That was Todd stipulated very heavily. It's got to be a regular food.
Yeah, so I mean, if you had to pick one of them.
Right, just one regular food that I cannot stand. Not that can't stand, food can't stand, right?
Yeah, but
no
can't
legs.
Stand up.
Right.
Yeah.
But a food that I can't stand, and you know, it's going to create a lot of haters for me, I believe, because
haters
this is
hate,
a
man.
Really beloved food, and people love it. And they pay extra for
but
it
you
at
don't
Chipotle.
Like it.
I hate it.
You can't stand it. Okay.
Right. And if I just gave you a clue there, did you catch it? They pay extra for it at Chipotle.
Guacamole?
Yes.
No.
I hate it, bro.
You really do?
I really do.
I'm sure it hates you back now.
Probs.
All right. Well, here's question number two.
What do you want people to think about you when they first meet you? Maybe they're not going to say it out loud, but they're going to think it. They might tell a friend or a family member. When they first meet you, what do you want people to think about you?
So what I would want people to think about me when they first meet me, I hope that they get like a sense of endearment from me and that they feel like they can trust me.
Sure.
Maybe that's because I've worked in sales a long time and that deals heavily with trust. But more than that, I just think that some people, when you first meet them, you just kind of get a feeling right away like, yeah, I can trust them and I feel like they genuinely care about stuff. And then other people, it's more surface level, you know, not to say that they're bad people, but I think that richer relationships come from that kind of genuine attitude that you get from somebody. So that's what I hope, man. I hope that when people meet me that they think that that I'm genuine, that I actually care about stuff, and they can trust me.
Very good. Awesome. I love it.
Not
well,
scripted
those are great
at
answers.
All, man. I didn't even write that down.
That's
just,
pretty good.
Very, yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed. Well, all right.
Thank you.
Are you ready to ask your questions for our next guest?
No.
All right. Well,
I haven't written them.
Well, we'll have to have you on next week then.
All right.
It's been a great show.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.
Wait,
all right.
Does that mean more improv?
More improv.
Yes.
All right.
So excited.
Season 3 starts next week.
Can't wait.
All right. Cool. So here is James's questions. Here's number one. Let's see. Hear it, James.
All right. So question one. This is a pretty serious question. Has there ever been a time in your life where you thought it was about to be your last, aka you're going to die?
Oh.
I know it's pretty serious.
It's a little,
mm-hmm.
Woo.
Yep. Got to dig
that
deep.
Sweat off my brow.
I know. And for those of you who didn't hear previous to this question, I just shared
behind
with,
the scenes
with Jordan my close to
death you almost died
experience. Yes, and man,
got was it kayaking?
It was tubing on the Chattahoochee, and I was 10, and it involved hitting some rocks, being flipped out of my tube, being underwater for a extended period of time.
10 months old.
10 years old.
Oh, okay.
10 years old. Not
either
10
way.
Months
I mean,
old.
It's still scary.
Yeah. My parents are idiots. If they put a 10-month-old baby.
10-month-old baby in the tube.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I mean, I think I've seen that before, though. You know, parents are going down the tube, and
yep, and they're idiots. And
there's, you know. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go.
There it is.
All right. So, question number two from you, James. What is that?
Question two. Has this question been asked before?
No,
it has not. Perfect. If you could have any talent that you don't currently possess, what would it be? And the caveat is, you're not allowed to use that talent to make money.
Hey-o.
It's only for enjoyment.
That's a good point.
And that's it.
That's I'm interested in hearing next week's episode.
Me too.
Yeah. So that means the listeners are probably interested now too.
Dude, if you don't tune in, you are just
tune in. You know, I'm thinking about possibly doing live streaming.
Oh, yes.
You know, with like what is that, Periscope? While we record.
Yep.
So if you actually want to get a preview of what it was, you know, like the raw behind the scenes video,
raw.
You can watch it on Periscope. What do you think?
That'd be pretty legit.
I might, you know, I don't think it's considered a live episode because I promised Dino that he'd be on the first live episode.
Oh, really?
And we shook on it during his episode. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that you know, that's considered the same.
I tell you what. I want to be on the second live episode.
You know, right? I like that. Oh my gosh.
You let
Dino
do it.
Doing the exact same thing?
You let Dino do it.
The second live episode. All right. Sounds good. Let me reach through here. There it is. Take a picture.
Tickle the palm.
It's not
serious if you don't
tickle.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where we're going to ask James a question.
Ooh.
We ask every guest this, and it is, what is your favorite place?
What's your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place?
So, James, what is your favorite place that you like to go to in Georgia that someone else can benefit from your
It's got to be in Georgia?
Place? It does have to be in Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I got it. It's called Wildcat Creek.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you do here?
Well, you can do a myriad of things, but one of the most popular activities is camping, followed by fishing.
Hey-o.
Yep, don't take your guns. Can't shoot those there, but... Many trout. It is stocked every other week.
Yeah.
Pretty nice campgrounds. It's very primitive, though, and that's what I love about it. I mean, you get there, and it's just a gravel lot, and there's like a hole in the ground, you know?
Mm.
And, yeah, you got to make
wow.
it happen.
Yeah, well, you know, so one thing I discovered is you can shoot your gun anywhere you want to. There's just consequences for some places.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's most places. I mean, besides, what is it? Can you shoot a gun in space? Space keeps coming up for some reason, but I love it.
I'm trying to think if... Well, yeah.
I feel like you could.
There's no oxygen. I don't know if the combustion in the actual...
click. It's kind of like shooting a gun underwater.
Yeah, I just don't know if the primer would actually work in space.
We're going to have to Google it sometime.
Yeah. Now, the projectile, once it started moving, I mean, obviously, it's going to go forever.
Right, right, right.
Know, until it hits something.
Well, for our listeners out there, if you want to go ahead and send in your answer by tweeting us or emailing us at... You can tweet us at the Greenhouse Pod, or you can email us at, what is it again? It's the Greenhouse Podcast at iCloud.com.
Can I just say, you have so many emails.
I do.
I think
I have about 18 emails.
You do? I counted them. It was 2 days ago when you handed me your phone. You said, hey, here, you know, just use this email right here. And I said, oh my God, I've never seen a contact card that extensive. That's insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. But, you know, that way I can stay in touch with everyone without compromising my privacy. Oh, they're all the same. It's just 1234.
Gotcha.
Password. Password 1234.
You must have made those accounts a long time ago. They don't let you do that now.
Oh, they don't. Well, it's a capital P.
Mm.
Password 1234. You know. And of course, I spell out the words 1234.
Oh, well, that's actually pretty
good.
There
you go. It's
a
little bit smarter.
People wouldn't think about that.
Yeah. Now everybody knows how to get into my accounts.
Yep.
So, James, last but not least, we're going to go ahead and ask you, as we're leaving, this is the moment at the end of the show. Thanks for being on, by the way.
Fond farewell.
Appreciate
it. It's been awesome. Thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Did you hear that buzzing? Okay, it's gone now.
Right, a little goober.
It's been great having you on, James. We thank you, and we hope to have you on one day in the future once again. But we do want to be able to keep in touch with you, the guests.
Yes.
Not the guests, the guests and the listeners.
Absolutely.
How can we do that if you had like a social network like Instagram or Twitter?
Yes, my Instagram handle is at CaptainJRW.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
all spelled out.
You said you also have
I got a snapper.
Snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
The snapper is James White. No spaces, all lowercase, but instead of an A, use a V.
There you go.
I know it's pretty inventive.
Well, there you have it, folks. You now know how to keep in touch with James White.
But don't do that.
But don't do that all
just
the
kidding.
Time.
Just kidding. Do it. Do it.
So, ladies all and right. gentlemen, James White in the house. Thanks for joining us, James. And we'll see you next time, guys.
Keep it down.
On the green... The crowd is going wild.
I know. Chill. I'll be right there.
Guys, we'll see you next time on the Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say.
Bam.
Love it. There it is, man. It's pretty good. High five it.
Yes. I do actually think that was a good one.
That was a really good one.
You think so?
Yeah.
Good. To the show.